That's the bottom line. No foreign terrorist organization has successfully planned and executed an attack on our homeland.
Have you lost your mind?
Together.
Radio.
We have audio, no video.
Radio Free Vida.
This is a pirate transmission from District 13 with a message.
Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Welcome to the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Here it is, right after 8 p.m. Sunday evening. We've got a lot of patriots and a lot of young patriots tuned in because we've got some exciting partisan training going on. The one-time pad contest today, tonight, to give away a 200-shot range model air rifle BB gun from Daisy with a compass in the stock. That's all happening tonight. The numbers will be put out. We got code name Annie headed to the studio right now. She's going to be joining us here in just a little bit. And this show tonight is going to be oriented toward the young partisans. Once we get past the news and commentary, the boring grown-up stuff. But pay attention, kids. This is the world that you are inheriting. So sit up and pay attention. But the good stuff that you're going to be interested in is coming up here in just a few moments. So sit tight. Let's get into the news and commentary. The news and commentary right off the bat is brought to you by the author Glenn Tate. And the 299 Days book series with all 10 books out, including the audio books about the collapse and the rebuilding. Let's go to international news first. From the religion of blow you to pieces strikes again and again. Egypt, this category, Egypt Coptic Christian Church was blown up over, well, this report from One News Now. The main Coptic Christian cathedral with an explosion, a bombing, that this report says 22 people killed, another 35 wounded, but that's been updated now. We just got a Twitter alert just now, and it says 25 killed now, 49 injured today, earlier, according to Egyptian state television, in the second deadly attack to hit the Egyptian capital in 2 days. Wonderful. Also, from Ain't Socialism Grand and Fair and Christmassy category, Yahoo News, which was originally came from the Associated Press out of Bogota, Colombia. Venezuela's socialist government has seized nearly 4 million toys from a private company, and it says it intends to hand them out as Christmas gifts to poor children. Wow, Santa Claus turns into Robin Hood now. I guess I don't know who's running the country now, if it's Santa Claus or Robin Hood, but they're going to steal from one party to give to someone else. The country's fair pricing authority seized the toys from three warehouses run by Creasel, Venezuela's largest toy distributor. Wonderful. Let's see. The authority said local supply committees will be in charge of distributing the toys fairly to children. I'm not sure what's fair about stealing from one person to give a gift to someone else. Sounds like our government in some cases. Okay, national news. This is something that's really been just rubbing me the wrong way. And that is the left-stream media, and a word that they've been using over and over in their Desinformatia, disinformation campaign. Well, CNN now has a new book titled Unprecedented, How to Control Donald Trump. You notice this word they've been using a lot lately, unprecedented. That means this has never happened before. There's no previous example to point to for this type of bizarre, unprecedented behavior with Trump in now. And so they're reinforcing this disinformation with a book now, Unprecedented, things that Trump's doing that's just not normal, just hasn't been done before, as if it's unprecedented, you can't have done it, you cannot do it. But I'm reminded also, when I stop and think, they never used the word unprecedented that I'm aware of with Obama. And everything that he's done is unprecedented. It's unprecedented that we have a Muslim communist in the White House for 8 years, allowing themselves to be entertained by rappers and hip-hop artists that have made a fortune on misogyny, on being abusive toward women, degrading and demeaning words that they sing about toward women, crime, criminal activity, and those artists who sing about it, they've brought them in as guests in the White House, partying to it, to the lyrics. What's unprecedented is Obama's aggressive push for homosexuals in the military. They never said that was unprecedented. No, they said it was revolutionary. It was forward-thinking. It's progressive. Or is it unprecedented that Obama pushed so aggressively for so-called transgender rights? The expedition of importing unvetted Muslims into our country, trying to change the demographics and getting as many Muslims into the United States of America as possible. It's also unprecedented, the impending border, impeding the Border Patrol's duty to secure our borders, tying their hands and blowing the borders wide open, refusing in one of his fundamental primary duties as the executive, as the president, to protect our borders. Absolutely refused. It's unprecedented that he encouraged illegals to vote in the presidential elections. It's unprecedented that Obama would force an agenda of socialized medicine on the American people. It's unprecedented that he went to communist countries telling them that it's okay to choose communism, which killed 200 million people in the last century. It's unprecedented that Obama sucked up to communist regime, the Castros in Cuba, making pro-communist propaganda in the process. Or heading an administration which denies Islamic Jihad, he completely denies Islamic Jihad, that it's even remotely possible and not much less happening on our soil, while declaring right-wing conservatives to be the national security threat. It's unprecedented that a U.S. president would use our military in the so-called war on climate change. It's unprecedented that he would contribute to the racial division in America. It's unprecedented that he would claim a corrupt and criminal Hillary Clinton or anybody in that type of a position, but in this case, specifically Hillary Clinton, saying that she's by far the most qualified candidate ever to run for president of the United States. The purging of our military, of our top-level leaders, the biggest patriot purging in our military history. Anyone who wouldn't adopt the anti-American globalist agenda, purged. That's unprecedented. These people in the slipstream media need to be held to account. Talking about the fake news, there's fake news right there. What Donald Trump's doing is unprecedented. How to control Donald Trump. That's fake news. Well, it's real news that they're coming out with a book, but they're pushing propaganda. Anti-American propaganda. There is a story out of Arizona. I alluded to this before. Joanna Duca and Brianna Kosky face fines and jail for standing up for what they believe. This is from Believers Portal. Two Christian business owners in Arizona are facing possible prison time and $2,500 fine. It's per day for refusing to make invitations for a same-sex wedding. They are artists. They design wedding invitations. This goes against their Christian beliefs. To produce something like this for a so-called homosexual so-called marriage, and now they face jail time. Now they're fighting it. They're fighting it in court. But this is just preposterous. To force an artist to create an artistic expression under the threat of jail time. And what do I say to this? Three words. Resist, resist, resist. This is something worth resisting. Now, we do not advocate breaking the law. This is a nation of laws. But you, when you have a law that is in violation of the higher law, you are duty bound, especially when it's in violation of God's law, much less the Constitution. You have a duty to resist that unlawful law. Kids, if your mom and dad told you that they're authorizing you, they're giving you an order to go into a store and steal a candy bar, it's your duty to refuse to follow that, your parents' law, because it's in violation of the higher law. They cannot order you to go in and steal something because that's in violation of the higher law. That's what's happening here. Christian women, young women, being faced with jail time if they won't comply. And I say, don't comply. You have to draw the line somewhere. There's a lawsuit right now. Also, from One News Now, there are a Judeo-Christian law firms asking a Texas court to dismiss a defamation lawsuit brought by a Muslim student and his father. Now, what they're doing is they are suing these guys for defamation. And this is, what was the word they used this for? Cultural jihad. Civilization jihad. Which actually several imams have spoken to this. Hurt the infidels financially by suing them. Even over frivolous things. It's going to cost them tens of thousands of dollars. When they speak out against Islam, well, we're just going to sue them. And then, well, of course, even if we lose, we're going to force them to spend tens of thousands of dollars defending themselves in court. And we're going to wear them down this way. Civilization jihad. There ought to be a law against it. In regional news, if you guys haven't heard, KXLY out of Spokane broke a story about the 51st state. This is called the 51st state. House Joint Memorial 4000, entered in by Bob McCaslin and Representative Matt Shea, both of them state representatives, makes a direct pitch to the White House, Congress, and the United States Senate to create a new state comprised of what is now Eastern Washington, right inside the American Redoubt. The first state in the American Redoubt, and they want to call it the State of Liberty. Liberty would be the name of it. Isn't that cool? So I've got some statements here by him. Let's see. Republican Matt Shea of Spokane Valley pre-filed legislation this week, along with Representative Bob McCaslin, to petition Congress to allow for the creation of a 51st state in Eastern Washington. Of course, he released a statement, which we've got, we'll link to it. It's also on Facebook. This is really going viral on social media. And you can follow it yourself by going to join the movement for the 51st state, as in 5-1, 51st state. That's the name of the Facebook page. So you can go there, join it, like it, thumbs up, spread the word. Join the movement for the 51st state. go and check it out and support it. It's this is really building momentum, a lot of popularity here among the patriots, among the conservatives. They're tired of being ruled by tyrants on the west side of the state with their leftist agenda. Now, there's another announcement I'm going to make here. I can finally actually do this. This has been kept under wraps for the last few days, but this came out yesterday officially. Well, actually, December 9th, 6:33 p.m. officially, but we haven't had a show since then. So this is from Representative Matt Shea. From me and Victoria to all of you, our supporters, thank you for being there. After much prayer and counsel and literally thousands of requests to run for the 5th Congressional District, we are proud to announce that it is indeed my intent to run. If Kathy steps down, he's talking about Kathy McMorris Rogers. And she is. 8 years ago, together with your support, we brought the freedom agenda of lower taxes, less government, and more freedom to Washington State. Together, let's take the freedom agenda to Washington, D.C. And if you're interested in joining our no-compromise, principled, constitutional conservative movement, please email me at matt@voteshea.com. That's VOTESHEA.com. And that'll be linked also. So this is the backstory. President-elect Trump chose Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers from Washington State in the 5th District as to be on his cabinet as the Interior, Department of the Interior head. So on his cabinet. So that's going to leave a void. And that is going to be filled, it's my understanding, by special election. And a left-of-center government supremacist sheriff, Ozzie Knezovich, out of Spokane County, announced that he is going to run for the position. This would be a bad choice for freedom and for liberty. We're going to be doing an expose on Sheriff Knezovich coming up soon. Especially for the Washington listeners. This is really important. He is a very pro-DHS, pro-Fusion Center, pro-Southern Poverty Law Center sheriff. He has brought the Southern Poverty Law Center in as subject matter experts to teach his deputies that constitutionalists and right-wing extremists pose the biggest danger to the officers and to our country. And, of course, there are just continuous apologists for Islam and basically the leftist agenda. So in order for Matt Shea, he's very, very popular in Eastern Washington, for him to be able to do this, it's going to require all hands on deck, all paid partisans, patriots everywhere. It's going to and he would be an amazing person to have in Washington, D.C. And then there'll be another struggle, and that is to replace him. It was good luck replacing someone like Matt Shea, but finding, identifying, vetting, recruiting, and then training up and supporting the person who would take over that 4th legislative district as Washington State representative to fill the void of Representative Matt Shea leaving if he were elected to that congressional position. So lots of good stuff going on. All right, we've got later on in the show the official Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot range model air rifle with a compass in the stock and this thing which tells time. All of that's coming to you. It's the Christmas Dream special edition from the Daisy Museum. We're going to be giving one away next week when we have the drawing, so you're going to have a week to work those numbers and decode that message and get your entries in. All right, Fox 519 with the eye on the economy. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
The cold has finally come to the Redoubt, and the markets are beginning to cool off as well. When will this inflated rally stop? Well, no one really knows. Hello, everyone. Fox 519 here, and this week we'll be taking a look at the smoking gun in the silver market, and I'll be looking forward into 2017 and some of the potential things we could see as we approach this new presidential administration. So sit back, pull up a nice steaming mug of Sister's Coffee, and listen while I bring you the financial news and commentary that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye in the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt. You smell that? Yeah, that's coffee. Not just any coffee. That's Sister's Coffee Roasters coffee. The rich aroma of the custom roasted beans. You know what I'm talking about. There just isn't a morning that is right unless you have had a good cup of coffee to start your day. Why would you start it off with a bad cup of coffee? It's the thing that gets you out of bed and ready for a busy day of prepping. It's time for you to step up your coffee game and order your roasted or unroasted beans for your food storage from SistersCoffeeRoasters.us. You want to get the best coffee in the readout? Again, SistersCoffeeRoasters.us. That's two sisters, one great cup of coffee. SistersCoffeeRoasters.us. Welcome back, and again, a very special thank you to our sponsor, Sisters Coffee Roasters. Folks, I was with the sisters the other night, and let me tell you what, just what quality ladies they truly are. This is a great Patreon-owned business, and again, get out there, give them some support, give them some love, get your coffee in your food storage. It really, truly will make a difference in your lives. All right, well, often you hear me talk about each week silver and how I feel about it and how other precious metals are important to your wealth portfolio. Well, there is something wrong with the silver market, and the price never really seems to grow. Well, guess what? At the heart of the manipulation for the latest news is our best friend in the financial industry at all, Deutsche Bank. Well, guess what? They got caught, and they got caught in an April 2016 lawsuit, and documents are just now starting to surface about what happened. Now, what we're seeing is part of a $38 million lawsuit as part of a couple of traders who were manipulating the silver price high up amongst other banks, as well as Deutsche Bank. We're seeing USB Group, AG, HSBC Holdings, Bank of Nova Scotia, and some other firms that were helping rig the silver market price. Now, the allegation that was leaked by way of Bloomberg, yes, Bloomberg of all mainstream sources, came in a filing on this past Wednesday, Manhattan federal court that was where the same place where the 2014 lawsuit was filed by individuals and entity that bought or sold future silver's contracts. Now, in the document surrendered by Deutsche Bank and presented, the traders submitted this is how it was happening. They were capturing coordinating trades in advance of the daily phone call. Now, the phone call talks about the silver price and how it affects the markets. They were manipulating the spot market for the silver and were conspiring to fix the spread on silver offered to the customers by using illegal strategies to rig the prices. Now, the Deutsche Bank documents show, among other things, how the two USB traders communicated directly with the Deutsche Bank traders and discussed ways to rig the market. Now, those screenshots are out there from the world for you guys to see. You can go research them, but this has been a very interesting development in the silver market. Traders also shared the customer order flow information, which is highly, highly confidential, and it has improperly triggered some customer stop loss orders. And then what happened from there is they engaged in practices such as spoofing, all meant to destabilize the price of silver ahead of the fix and result in the forced selling or buying of silver. So you could have had silver in your portfolio set at a stop loss amount and automatically gets bought or sold because of what these guys were doing, and you would have had zero control over it. Now, what it has led to on many occasions is what's called a metal slam. That's when out of nowhere, billions of notional contracts emerge, which usually are the intent to sell to halt any upside moment in the precious metal swing. Again, that's what are basically stop loss orders, but pretty close to that. Folks, this is the smoking gun. I've been telling you guys this for a while, that silver prices are low and you should use it to your advantage. But at some point, the price of silver is going to change, and it's going to be extremely beneficial for you to have some in your portfolio. A lot of times I get asked, well, Fox, what type of silver should I have? Folks, small, tradable silver. That's what I tell you time and time again. You can go out and buy 1 ounce coins, and those are nice to have for a bigger trade, but are you going to trade a 1 ounce silver coin for a loaf of bread? No, small, tradable, 5 gram, 2 gram, 1 gram pieces. You can have bigger silver for bigger trades, but again, it's something I would highly recommend. Junk silver is okay. There's lots of it out there. It's cheap and easy to get your hands on. It is based off of the current manipulated spot price, as you can imagine. But now is a really, really good time of year to look back at your finances and decide how you're going to approach things going into the 2017 year. And we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. But again, silver, gold, lead, and dirt are the metals that you should be having in your portfolio, folks. All right. In other U.S. news tonight, I've been seeing more and more reports about the reduction of people prepping and being ready for disasters. Now, I know this doesn't fully fall into the financial wheelhouse, but I'm telling you folks, don't stop prepping. Don't stop what you're doing. Just because Trump has been elected does not mean that our problems are going to be solved. Now, here's a few things to even think about as we're approaching 2017. Nearly 7 out of 10 Americans have less than $1,000 in savings, which means that two-thirds of the country is essentially living paycheck to paycheck at this moment. And believe me, I'm feeling that pain as well. How about this? Reuters is reporting that U.S. small investors are poised to lose billions in dollars after the retail apocalypse this winter, where less and less people are going to be able to spend money on Christmas. How about this? Credit card delinquencies are at highest levels since 2012. And then finally, here's one another one for you. Approximately 35% of all Americans have debt that is at least 180 days past due. So think about this. When employment being around 36%, that's the real unemployment rate, not the U3 level, but the U6 level. And these small facts that show how Trump is supposed to just come in and save us, now just because he is a Washington outsider does not mean he has the ability to turn the ship around. If you think about it like a cruise ship, it takes miles to change his course on this. We have some strong folks. He does have some strong folks with business insight, but it's not going to change the approach. I don't know if this thing can be fixed, guys, in 4 or even 8 years. Please, everyone, listen to my warning. The problems are just starting to begin. Obama created them. Trump may or may not be able to fix some of them. Don't slack off. Don't back off because you see a glimmer of hope on the horizon. Now is the time to focus in on what is important. Keep your noses to the grindstone and keep prepping. On a personal note, everyone, when asking you to pray, I was recently laid off again from a job I had here in the readout area. I have another potential job on the horizon, so if you can just keep me in your prayers over the next couple weeks, I would be greatly, greatly appreciated. So, again, keep prepping, keep focused, and for Eye in the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
Welcome to segment 2 of Radio Free Redoubt. My email is johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. That's our website. This is segment 2, which is brought to you by the Patriot-owned business, SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com. That's their website for those of you that are strategically relocating to the northernmost part of the Idaho Panhandle in the heart of the American Redoubt. Check them out. SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com to get you situated and relocated. All right. Where are we at here? Oh, okay. Now, this is oriented toward the young partisans, the young listeners out there, the next generation. And, well, we also have a podcast that we just started, revived since from this summer, Partisan Radio, really to focus on communications and with kind of like a World War II partisan kind of a flavor to it, talking about encryption and coded messages. So this kind of ties in with it. But this particular show, and so I'm going to re-air a lot of this stuff on this week's Partisan Radio, Volume 42, which will be coming out Monday morning. But a lot of this that I'm talking about tonight, I'm just going to carry right over and place into that Partisan Radio show. So this is going to be oriented toward the youth in this show. Christmas coming up in just a couple of weeks, kind of exciting. And now there is a Santa Net that takes place. They do this every year. And right now this is going on every night from November 25th through December. Let's see, November 25th through December 24th. They will do it right up until Christmas Eve, 7:30 p.m. Central. So the closer you are to the Central time zone, the better chance you're going to have of hearing this. That's the 80-meter net. And the frequency is 3916, 3.916. That's in the 80-meter band to be able to talk to Santa Claus. And then on the Christmas Eve, and the eve of the eve, December 23rd and December 24th, there is a Santa Net on 14.300. And you definitely have a chance on 20 meters to talk to him because that takes place from 1400 to 2000 Eastern time during the daytime. So you get the best chance of being able to reach them. And we're going to have that linked on this highlights and resources posting. So you can go to 14300.net and learn more about that. So there's two Santa nets going on. Lots of fun. And sometimes you get a chance to listen to Mrs. Claus on there as well. Now, we, you know, use encryption and one-time pads and codes and, resistance, World War II, partisan stuff we talk a lot about. But we also want to encourage you guys, the young patriots, those of you who are interested in ham radio and amateur radio, to check it out. And there's definitely some resources for you to help you learn more and to participate. Ham radio, amateur radio, could be used, and it has been used many times, and many Amron operators have responded to disasters, hurricanes, wildfires, and other disasters using ham radio when there's no other communications, when your tablet, your cell phone, smartphone, internet, regular telephones, all of that is down and not working during an emergency. Well, when that happens, there's ham radio. So even if you're young and there's no age limit to get your ham license, you can get it at 7 years old if you want, if you take the test and pass it. But there are some resources here I want to pass on to you. One's called teenagenet.net. Teenagenet.net. The TeenageNet is an informal amateur radio net, and all hams are welcome. Of course, we're really trying to encourage the young radio operators to get on the air and meet each other and practice on the air. On HF, they've got Eastern Standard Time at 1 p.m. On Sunday afternoons, they've got a net on 3945. So we'll link to that so you can go to the teenagenet.net and learn more about how you can participate. There is another couple others resources here I want to share with you. One is a wiki page. It's Ham Radio for Kids, amateurradiowiki.net. We'll post that up, and there is a ton of resources really geared toward the kids, all the way up to 17 years old. If you're a kid, teenager, then you can check this out, and there's lots of really great information there about ham radio and amateur radio, and you can get started now. Now, there is a giveaway. It's not related to Amron or Radio Free Redoubt, but it's one that we wanted to pass along to you. This is brought to you by the QSL net, QSL.net. And of course, they've got the guy who's heading this up. They've got his FCC call sign there, N6JRL, November 6, Juliet Romeo Lima. So that's QSL.net/N6JRL. And once again, we'll put the hyperlink in the resources posting for today's show. And they are giving away an Alinco SR8T radio, Jetstream 12-volt, 30-amp power supply, or equivalent, Jetstream JTV no radial vertical antenna, 100-foot of coax with PL259 connectors, all of that. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this now is because you're going to have to get on it, because this is an essay contest. And you have to have your essay in, post-dated no later than December 23rd, 2016. You have to be 12 to 18 years old with a technician class or above, U.S. licensed amateurs residing in the 48 states due to export rules for the equipment. Got it. Okay. In 500 words or less, submit an essay on your involvement in personal future plans and importance of amateur radio. Submit in PDF format if submitted by email. All entries must be postmarked by emails dated by midnight, December 23rd, 2016. There's more information that you can learn about by clicking on that link in our highlights and resources posting, and also in the same for partisan radio. QSL.net/N6JRL. Chance to win some communications gear by entering your essay by December 23rd. All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk about some examples of young partisans in the past who've worked with communications when their country was in danger by foreign military invaders. People of all shapes and sizes, age, young and old, had to contribute so their countries could be free again. I'm going to tell you about some of those stories in segment three coming right up. Stay right there. Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776, or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
This is segment three brought to you by KD Armor. They've got soft armor. They've got the hard plates, front, back, sides. They've got the plate carriers, T-shirts. This is a Patriot-owned business. Redoubted into the American Redoubt from outside the wire. Check them out at KDArmor.com. They got free shipping on all their stuff. I wanted to give you guys some examples of some young partisans who had to rise to the occasion when their countrymen and their nations were facing danger. From Wikipedia, if you look up French resistance, there's one here that I just kind of honed in on. Many radio operators called pianistes or pianists were located by German goniometers. Now, their dangerous work gave them, the radio operators, an average life expectancy of around 6 months. Even children partook in radio work. According to the historian Jean-Francois Muraccioli, throughout the war, how to communicate remained the principal difficulty of intelligence networks. Not only were the operators few and inept, but their information was dangerous. So one example of a young man was Eddie Palachi in the French Resistance. When the Gestapo started a hunt for Jews in Paris, his grandparents decided to hide their grandson on a farm outside Paris. He spent the rest of the war there, from January through September of 1944, where he wound up supporting the French Resistance, and he detailed that in his memoirs. Palachi's interaction with the French Resistance began in June of 1943 in Paris, when he overheard a secret ventriloquist transmission on a friend's crystal radio set. There, he discovered three officers nearby, British, Canadian, and American, on the scene to sabotage the railway. They gave him a nightly assignment, and that is to listen to the ventriloquist for messages. Ignorant of their meaning, Palachi shared the message that he heard, the messages, with the officers. Over time, they gave him more specific instructions. Finally, in June of 1944, he was 13 years old. They assigned him the duty to listen for Paul Verlaine's poem, Autumn Song, whose first verse contained a signal. On June 5th, he hears the second line started, "Lull my heart with monotonous languor." Now, the original message read, "Wound my heart with monotonous languor." He noted the change to the officers who went into action, even though they left Palachi still ignorant. He didn't know the meaning of that, but it meant something to them. So at 13 years old, he was listening to secret messages sent over the airwaves to relay to the adults that were part of the resistance against a very evil regime that had invaded their country. Another example is Sonia Olshineski. The daughter of a Russian Jew, she was 7 years old when her family moved to Paris, France, and her father opened a store there. She was a good student, but her main ambition was to become a dancer. Well, in May of 1940, Sonia was about 16 or 17 years old. France was invaded by the German army. It was not long before she had joined the French resistance and stationed in another part of France. She spent her time carrying messages between special operations executive agents in the area. Now, this was very dangerous, and these were undoubtedly encrypted messages, much like what you'll hear tonight. And at 16 years old, she was carrying these secret messages to hand to special operations executive agents. Leon Senders was valuable to Moscow as a radio operator. His real art was subterfuge. Leon's knowledge of German, Russian, Polish, and Lithuanian helped him fool his enemies and make new friends. He successfully built up a network of informants that he used to acquire sensitive information that was instrumental in bombing the German supply lines. Wearing a tattered shepherd's coat, Leon was so good at disguising himself, he was once kicked out of a farmer's house because a German officer who wished to eat lunch there objected to the presence of Lithuanian swine at his meal. But he was a radio operator, a young man, young partisan. Now, young partisans, segment four coming up, and we're going to share with you the information that you need at the chance to for the chance of winning your very own Red Ryder BB gun. And segment four coming up, you're going to have your chance to decode a secret encrypted message and a chance to win some gear that's been donated just for you.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, The Way I See It. The word ban seems to be popular here in Olympia. We have banned phosphorus in dishwasher liquid, lead in wheel weights, and many of you have heard about Senate Bill 6396, the so-called assault weapons ban. Not to be outdone, in the House of Representatives, House Bill 2477 was introduced, imposing strict liability on any person who sells a gun at a gun show that is later used in the commission of a crime. You heard that right. If this bill passed, you could be sued in court and would be automatically found at fault if someone else committed a crime. Incredible, but true. These bills substantiate the fears of many that some in government want to effectively eliminate the right to bear arms. They introduced these bills using the excuse that such legislation would have prevented the tragic deaths of four police officers in Pierce County. To try and capitalize politically on such a horrible event is beyond despicable. No amount of legislation would have prevented that tragedy. Why? Because people are not inherently good. We are all sinners, and if we are Christians, we are sinners saved by grace. There are evil people in this world. People with beady little eyes sitting in dark corners of the globe and places with names we cannot pronounce, plotting our very destruction. But not only there, some of those people live amongst us, lying in wait for the next opportunity to extend the influence of evil. But the right to bear arms is more than self-defense. It is about preventing tyranny. History is rife with the stories of people being disarmed by tyrants. The attempt to ban so-called assault weapons is an attack on the very heart of liberty, on the ability of men and women to live free. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening.
From all of the partisans at Radio Free Readout, thank you, listeners and Amron operators, for being out there. Have a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
Coming up is Segment 4, which is sponsored by Strategic Landscape Design. Go to strategiclandscapedesign.com to help you plan your landscape with the forethought to integrate the primary needs of food production, water access, energy supply, and security features that are crucial in the long-term viability of your retreat or your homestead. Go to strategiclandscapedesign.com.
Who's that little chatterbox? The one with pretty auburn locks. Whom do you see? It's little Orphan Annie.
All right, kids, this is your chance, and this is the moment. Hope you are ready to copy for your chance to win an official Red Ryder Carbine Action 200-shot range model air rifle with a compass in the stock. You got to promise not to shoot your eye out if you are the winner. So tonight we've got Codename Annie taking the seat. She's going to read the secret message. Now, once you have the secret message from Annie, visit the article titled Young Partisans Win a Red Ryder BB Gun. That is on Amron.com and RadioFreeRedoubt.com. That posting has all the contest rules and the instructions for you to follow. We've also added a search bar on the right-hand side. If the instructions tell you to search for a certain word, you're going to find out what that word is when you decrypt the one-time pad message. And that one-time pad message will be decrypted using frankincense, the frankincense one-time pad. Hopefully you guys have practiced. You notice in the upper right-hand corner of the website at RadioFreeRedoubt.com and Amron.com, there is a small spyglass or a magnifying glass. You click on that, and that'll open up the search box that you're going to type in the word to find the page and, of course, follow the instructions there. I think we've pretty much got it covered. So with that, let's do it. All right, this year we've got Codename Annie back in Studio A, Radio Free Redoubt. Thank you for joining us, Annie.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, are you excited being back in the studio again?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Well, you did this last year. We got a lot of kids that are tuned in and waiting. And, of course, this means you won't be able to enter in the contest because just wouldn't be fair, right?
Aw.
I know.
Okay.
But we've got the numbers. In fact, you've got the numbers for decoding the secret code in your hand. This is the encrypted one-time pad message, and these are the numbers that you're going to need along with that decryption one-time pad that's on the website. The one-time pad labeled frankincense. That's what you're going to need to decrypt this, kids, and then follow the instructions there on the website. And you guys, well, you know what to do. Here we go.
But now, attention, please, for an important secret message in Annie's Mystery Radio Code. Get your pencils ready to take it down and figure it out. And now, here's the message itself. 4 4 8 7 0 3 3 6 7 0 5 0 9 8 4 1 6 2 8 8 8 5 7 4 2 7 4 7 1 3 6 4 4 3 9. And now, here's the message itself. 4 4 8 7 0 3 3 6 7 0 5 0 9 8 4 1 6 2 8 8 8 5 7 4 2 7 4 7 1 3 6 4 4 3 9.
That's all, and that was another important secret message in Annie's Mystery Radio Code.
And with the most important secret message we've ever sent.
All right, there you go, kids. You know what to do. You've got until 20 hundred hours, Zulu, next Sunday, December 18th, to get your entries in. They must be in by that time and by emailing me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. And that evening on radiofreeredoubt.com or on Radio Free Redoubt, the podcast, we will be announcing the winners. So the grand prize is, of course, the Red Ryder Carbine Action 200-shot range model BB gun. The second prize also is a kit to build your own radio. It's an AM radio, a Texon 2P3 AM radio receiver kit. That is a great kit. Build your own radio. And the third prize is the Road Home paperback about a young father, or about a father and his boy who find themselves in a disaster situation, and they have to learn some skills or use some skills in radio communications in disaster situations, play into that as well. And then we have a fourth prize, and that is an authentic Little Orphan Annie decoder and the decoding book for members that are members of Little Orphan Annie's secret society. This is a classic piece from the late 1930s, and it's real and authentic. And so we are going to be adding that also as a fourth prize. So that and more. You guys have a blessed week. Good luck to all of you. And whoever wins, once again, don't shoot your eye out. For the rest of you, you have a blessed and safe week. And we will talk to you next Sunday, December 18th. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and this is the voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.